Welcome back to the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, for helping to put the show on the air. And the show is all about jazz drummer Paul Modian. Before the top of the hour, we had a nice long set. We ended with a cut from the new album that I got called Recurring Dream, Mike McGinnis Trio, and that is Mike McGinnis on clarinet, Art Landy on piano, and Steve Swallow on bass. And this is a brand new album that just came out, and they were just on tour, and we were lucky to have them play here in Portland, Maine. And that was Drat Recurring Dream, they titled it. But it's a take on Darn That Dream, a Jimmy Van Heusen tune, and they credit it as Deranged by Art Landy. He was a pretty interesting piano player. He did some really unique things. He dropped a book to make some sound. He played percussion on the floor and all over the place. It was a really fun, excellent concert. I'm so glad I went. And before that, we heard Darn That Dream from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band from their first album that came out in 1993 on Polydor Records. And that was with Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Brad Chopak and Kurt Rosenwinkel on electric guitars, and Stomu Takai on electric bass, and Paul Modian on drums, of course. And then before that, we heard the tune I Waited For You from Dizzy Gillespie from the same album, mainly because I pressed the wrong button. And that's why I'm giving you the rundown now and not before the hour till I was started. And then at the top of that set, we heard Bend Over Backwards, a Steve Swallow tune from the Recurring Dream album. So the second half of the hour, we're going to feature more Electric Bebop Band. We had a little bit of Bill Frisell. He was in Portland last night, so I'll kind of weave that in here somehow. And the good news is that he might come up here to Rockland and play at the Strand next year when he has been doing a gig at Blue. This is the second year, and it always gets sold out. There's two shows, so I think he could fill the Strand, and I hope that happens. We'll see what we can do. Oh, and I also wanted to say that I do know how to use the phone here now. So I did for a while, then we changed things, and now I do again. And the number is 593-0013. If you want to ask a question or if you want to say something on the air, you can do that too. But please call while music is playing so I can answer it, because we only have just me in the studio. So we're going to start out the second hour with Dance of the Infidels by Bud Powell from that first Electric Bebop Band album. Thank you. the Steve Cardenas tune New Moon from the electric bebop band Europe. And the lineup on that is a little bit different. We've got... wait a minute. I'm reading the wrong one. Paul Modian on drums. Anders Christiansen on electric bass. Chris Cheek on tenor saxophone. Pietro Tonolo on tenor and soprano saxophone. Ben Monder on guitar. And Steve Cardenas on guitar. And Steve Cardenas was in the bebop band for about 14 years on and off. He wasn't in the real early versions, but he was in it for the longest time, I think. The longest continuing member. And he's really helped me with the Paul Modian songbook that I put together and am selling now, Volume 1. And Volume 2 is in the works. People have been asking. So I'm scanning the compositions alphabetically, and I'm on E. So, you know, it's going slow, but I'm getting there. It's funny, Paul was a lot less precise, than he was in the first half there, the first 20 years of writing. We're having to, you know, fix little things here and there, notes and stuff, but it's working out pretty good. I'm really thankful to have the help. Bill Frizzell's also helping, and they're teaching me. As we said, I could be writing a symphony soon, you never know. So before the tune New Moon, we heard from Flight of the Blue Jay. And that electric bebop band was Paul Modian, Chris Potter, Chris Cheek, Brad Schopak, Kurt Rosenwinkel, and Steve Swallow. And that was a Paul Modian tune, Flight of the Blue Jay. And as the band developed, it was just classic bebop tunes. Then Paul started bringing in a little bit of his own music, mostly that he had recorded on other albums. And then, you know, later on, he started bringing in new music that he wrote, too. But it was always a mix of the older bebop tunes. And at the top of the set, we heard Dance of the Infidels, a Bud Powell tune. And that's from the first electric bebop album. I'm going to do a little more reading. In Bielefeld, Germany, the music was as good as it can get. It was real magic. Everything worked. We set up differently because of the size of the bandstand. The club was so small that we played to the room. We played with dynamics. The material was right. The following year, the band was on tour in Europe again. Our gig was in Orvieto, Italy, and I hated it. Ugh, a sad night of music. It started out okay. The sound check was, finally, after a lot of adjustments, not too bad. The hall was extremely large, with a very high ceiling, lots of echo. About 200 persons in the audience. We began with Scrapple from the Apple, then Reincarnation of a Lovebird, Monks Ask Me Now, then the bottom fell out. It was all downhill after that. The music sucked. Kurt played terrible, but I didn't mind so much. That's okay. He's still developing and still quite young. I liked it that he took risks. He tried things. Sometimes he played brilliantly. I was very happy when this night was over. The band sounded good most of the time, but when we played in bad-sounding halls with terrible acoustics, it could be catastrophic. Our next gig was in Parma, Italy. The music here was the best music of the tour. We played a lot of the music of Thelonious Monk. I had added Chris Cheek on saxophone, and I now had the two saxophones I wanted. So next up, I'm going to play from Flight of the Blue Jay, East Coast, which is a Kurt Rosenwinkel tune, And if you're a jazz fan, you know that Kurt Rosenwinkel is an awesome guitarist. And he really, the Electric Bebop Band, I think, he really developed a lot in that. I like that thing Paul wrote because it's pretty honest. And, you know, you kind of learn from your mistakes and you keep going. Everything isn't always perfect, right? So this is East Coast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Panonika, a Thelonious Monk tune from Flight of the Blue Jay. And before that, we heard Outlaw, a Bill Frisell tune from his solo album Ghost Town, which is a 2000 Nonesuch release. And then before that, we heard Kurt Rosenwinkel's tune East Coast from Flight of the Blue Jay. And, I wanted to tell you about the Bill Frisell Trio concert last night. I went down to Portland to Blue. If you haven't been there, they really should check them out online. They have some great musicians and bands, playing all the time, different kinds of music. And Bill was there with a trio that was with, Tony Scherr on bass and Gerald Cleaver on drums. And they really sounded great. They had some really great chemistry going between them. And it's a kind of a small club. I don't know, I probably get about 100 people in there. And they were playing two shows. And it was all sold out quite a while ago. I don't have any music that up from that trio. And so I'm just going to play one more cut from Bill Frisell. This is from his 2013 CD called Big Sur. And it's all music that he wrote sort of on this retreat kind of thing where he just went and hung out and wrote music and didn't do anything else. And it's with a group. Ivan Kong on viola, Hank Roberts on cello, Jenny Sheenman on violin, and Rudy Royston on drums, and Bill, of course, on guitar. Thank you. That was Manhattan Melodrama, a Palmodian tune from the 2006 ECM album The Garden of Eden, which is sort of the renewed electric bebop band. Chris Cheek, Tony Malaby on saxophones, Steve Cardenas, Ben Monder, and Jakob Bro on guitars, and Jerome Harris on bass, and Palmodian on drums. And there's quite a few. I think he changed the name because there's quite a few cuts on there that are by written by members of the band rather than by the classic bebop artists, but there's a few of those too. Before that, we heard from Bill Frisell's 2013 OK record, Big Sur, and that was the song Hawks. And I'm going to do another tune from that album, called Gather Good Things, and but before I have one more reading I really wanted to do. The time went by too fast. I have a lot of stuff I'm not getting to, but what can you do? This is just titled Music. It's from Paul's autobiography. The drumheads are like skin. It's as if you're playing a human, a hollow human that you're filling with life. The touch, the feel, it's exotic, it's sensual. Each note, each beat has meaning. It's important. It's love. It's good to play mistakes. It gives the music an edge and enhances the creative process. I don't like to always be perfect. The mistakes make it exciting. Playing on some songs, usually ballads, each measure has its own time. Each phrase has its own time. All of it encompassed in an overall time. It's a way of playing with the feeling of the song. It depends a lot on the music. What's the best way to treat the music? What will make it more meaningful? What kind of playing will make me feel as if I've enhanced the music and made it original and beautiful? Of course, this kind of playing is not for all musics. Normal straight-ahead time playing is best when called for. Someone once said, "You have to have discipline to undo discipline." I believe it. It makes sense. So here's Bill Frisell and from Big Sur. And I also want to say Bill doesn't consider himself a jazz musician. And I think it's true. He really crosses a lot of genres and keeps things really open. ¶¶ That was Bill Frisell. And we're going to take it to the top of the hour with Evidence, a Thelonious Monk tune from the Garden of Eden. And thanks for listening, and I hope you'll listen again next week, Monday, from 4 to 6, the new hours for Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. Thank you.